when I qualified as a teacher way back, I won't say how long ago it is, I did think of doing some volunteer work, because at that time I did hear of people going abroad as lay missionaries. But then it just didn't happen. I got married eventually, and I was teaching and I had children. So it was only really when I retired from teaching that I felt, well, you know, thank God my health was good, and why not?
And how did your family react when you said, instead of retiring and I'm going to put my feet up, I'm heading off now as a volunteer?
Well, I think they really always knew that I would never, that I wasn't ready to retire. And they respected my wishes, because, you know, when they were in college and during the holidays and even when they qualified, I didn't stand in their way. You know, when it came then to my time, I think they felt, well, sure, you know, there's no good in stopping her anyway.
Did you know about Via Turris Christi?
No, I didn't, in fact. I never heard of Via Turris Christi until I retired, and I was in my local church. And I saw a notice up in the church, and it was just about Via Turris Christi, and it was just as if it was what I needed. It spoke about an information seminar. So I did the training, and it went on. At that time, the training went on for a year. And I didn't go immediately when I had the training done. It took maybe a year or so afterwards before a suitable assignment came in. Mm-hmm. And actually, the assignment, when it came in, it was from Ghana. Now, to tell the truth, I never knew about Ghana. I knew it was in West Africa, but that's about all. Yeah. Nigeria, yes, I had heard of it. But you see, Ghana is a small country, and it was, I suppose, virtually unknown. So having done the training, as I said, the assignment came in from an order of called the Our Lady of the Apostles, and they were looking for a volunteer to teach shorthand and typing. Now, I never had done shorthand and typing, because I think in this day and age, like, it's almost unheard of. But even though I have a BCom, but I didn't never had shorthand and typing. So I actually went to Pittman before I went and did a course in Pittman shorthand.
Very good.
And I also learned basic typing. But when I went there, though, I didn't teach either of those subjects. It was economics and Christian living.
So how did you find the living? It must have been so different from home, was it?
It was hugely different. I suppose in a way I was a little bit prepared for it, because a few years before that I had visited a friend of mine in Nigeria, and at least when I went to Ghana then there wasn't such a culture shock. But having said that, it was very difficult in the beginning. For the first 3 months, I really kind of felt, why was I there? But when I got over that initial shock, because it's so different, it really is so different. Well, for one thing, the amenities that we had, no amenities. I lived in a house on my own. I was lucky that I had electricity. There was no washing machine. The cooker hardly worked. There was no television. I had a radio, all right, but it wasn't very satisfactory. I had no access to a phone. The internet didn't work in the beginning. That was all in the beginning. So for the first few months, it was difficult. And I think really what kept me going then was just being with the girls in school, because that was a great experience.
Now, that doesn't sound like a great life, does it? So what actually kept you going? Were there good points?
Yes, life was very simple there. And, you know, I think really it was a little bit, for me, it was a little bit reminiscent of what the country in Ireland was like all those years ago. Even when I was growing up, I grew up in the west of Ireland. And I do remember when we didn't have running water and where we had to go to the well and bring the water. So in that way, I could kind of identify, you know, Ghana with my childhood. I love the simplicity. Life wasn't a bit complicated. The only thing I'd say that was a worry to me was being able to go to the internet cafe. No other problems. So life, it was easy. When I say it was easy, it meant There was no hurry. You had all day for doing things. Like the Ghanaians, there was no, why the rush? It was just, things just happened when they happened. And if you had a meeting or anything, if you called a meeting for any time, when it could be an hour later before it would get underway. So I like that part of it. And I kind of feel for anybody going like that, volunteering, you don't go to change anybody. I suppose you go and you try and improve somebody's lot, but you cannot impose our standards, because I think that would be completely wrong. And we hear this about you get more than you give, and absolutely that I can say that it had really a profound effect on me, and I hope I came back anyway a better person.
So you'd encourage others to do something similar?
I certainly would encourage anybody who's in a position to go and who has good health. And when I think of it, I went when I retired from my career. And I suppose some people might say, well, that was a brave thing to do. But, I'm so glad that I went, and it was an adventure. And I certainly would encourage, if a person is in good health and a good attitude, you cannot go there being critical of people, or you have to accept people where they are.